What is the meaning of life? Big issue, huh? Let's talk about it. Yes. Heavy subject, the meaning of life. I kind of struggled with this for years and years, you know. What's the point? I'm an avid reader of Buddhism. I think there's a lot of Buddhism. You know, obviously Buddhism is older than Christianity, and there's a lot of Buddhism in the teachings of Christ. But one of the fundamental aspects of Buddhism is that life is suffering, and that there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to suffer. You're going to have pain. You're going to have disappointment. You know, things are going to suck. People you love are going to die. Your dog's going to die. Jordan Peterson teaches on this idea, and he's great at it. He's a modern day philosopher, I guess you'd call him. He's a college professor. If you haven't had the chance to listen to him, get on YouTube. You want to feel like you're not too smart, listen to this guy talk. He's brilliant. But it's this idea that it is what it is, man. And that, just that idea can leave people feeling, well, then what is the point? You know, what if there is no God? You know, sometimes I'm convinced the reason people cling to the idea of their God over all the other gods is because it helps them make sense. Otherwise, what's the point? That's actually an argument people will use. Well, if there's no God, then what's the point? And let's just play devil's advocate. No pun on words. Let's pretend like there is no God. Is there then a point? People say, well, most people would say there's no point. And what they... that's their fear. See, this idea that you're actually not that important, you're actually not special at all, there is no grand scheme for you, life sucks and there's pain, and everyone you love is going to die, and that's just the way it is. And all the positive thinking in the world ain't going to fix that. All the positive thinking in the world isn't going to stop you from aging. There will come a point where you can't do the things you love to do. And it is what it is. And so Buddhism teaches the idea, well, just embrace that. I mean, it just is. And if you embrace that, it removes the power of the fear. Now, I teach this idea of the 10 pillars of success. Pillar number 10 is to take full responsibility. If you were to dig deeper into this idea of take full responsibility, we're right there. Meaning we can see all of that, all of the ugliness of life, And take responsibility for it. It's, you know, I'm going to age, and I need to take responsibility for that. You know, I'm going to get to a point where I can't, manage my rental properties. I need to have a plan for that. You know, I can't wait till I get there and then act all surprised. And how did this happen? Like, we knew it was going to happen. I know it now. I know right now there'll come a day I cannot manage my rental properties. There'll come a day where I can't deal with prospects on the phone. That day will come. And a lot of people go through life like an ostrich, head in the sand, shocked that they had an emergency, can't believe the AC went out, can't believe their car, engine blew, they can't believe a tree fell on them. You know, all these things are shocking them, and yet these things are not surprises. You know, if you live on the coast, there's hurricanes. If you live on the East Coast, there's winter storms and your pipes freeze. And so part of taking responsibility is, you know, being aware. Where do I live? What are the possibilities? What could go wrong? Right? California, there's earthquakes. If you want to buy a beach house, it might get wiped out. And so we just accept it. And by accepting it and by taking responsibility for all that, we get some sort of power over our situation. Not complete power, but some kind of power. And we can use that for strength. So what does that have to do with the purpose of life? Well, I think that's part of the purpose of life. Part of the purpose, part of the meaning of life is you being aware and taking control or personal responsibility for life, for the life that you've been given, however it is. Whether you have, you're strong, tall, good-looking, short, fat, you have to take personal responsibility for the life that you've been given, and you have to sculpt meaning out of it. You have to, the true meaning of life is doing everything on purpose with intent. I intend to do this. So you're not hanging around people that you don't intentionally want to hang around. So if you're bored, you don't hang around people that you shouldn't be hanging out with. You do something by yourself. That's called taking responsibility. You are personally responsible for the people in your life. You're not obligated to be around people because they share the same bloodline as you. A lot of people think so. It causes them great stress, great discomfort, great misery. Oh, that person's my uncle. This is my child. That's my, you know, whatever. And so they force themselves to be there, to be around them, to engage with them, even though it brings them great harm and discomfort, right? So the meaning and the purpose of life is to find something, to make something of meaning that's a mission, that's a purpose, that's your reason for getting up in the day and doing it. For me, you know, I took stuff like network marketing and I made it a mission in my life. I took things like real estate and I made it a mission and a purpose in my life. Like, this is the reason that I get up. It's not to watch Fox News, even though I do watch Fox News, right? It's not. That's not my reason. My reason isn't that. My reason is my missions, my three businesses. That is my reason for waking up. Also, you know, to guide my children, to be an influence on them. But I don't, one day the children are going to be gone. And it's just going to be me and my wife sitting there. And then one day she'll be gone. And it'll just be me sitting there. Because I plan to outlive everyone around me. You know? And so we have to find purpose and meaning in the reason we wake up. And so if you're at home, you're disabled, or you're on Social Security, if your reason to wake up is your own pleasure, to watch TV, you know, or to go fishing, the reason you're unhappy is you don't have any meaningful purpose. Meaning no one else benefits from what you're doing. Just sitting home and being whatever it is you identify as doesn't bring meaning or purpose or intent to life. It's just living. And if you're just living, you're going to be miserable. Men, on average, die about 3 to 4 years after retirement. Why? They no longer have meaning. They no longer have purpose. Humans were made to work. To work. This is why the happiest among us, you see, you don't ever see really rich people talking about guaranteed income or passive income. Rich, you ever hear Warren Buffett talk about passive income? You ever hear Bill Gates talk about passive income? No. Poor people talk about passive income, guarantees, you know, benefits. The people who live their life with intent and on purpose, with a mission to accomplish and to make the life better, like they wake up for a reason to do something that's bigger than themselves. That's the purpose. And that, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, is the meaning of life.